Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 35 for week 37 of the Rotary year, March 11th, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Now, apparently, I was so excited to head to warmer weather when I recorded last week's episode that I wrongly announced this week's keynote speaker as last week's keynote speaker. My apologies to Scott Johnson with the Iowa FFA for not teasing his presentation for last Thursday's meeting. I certainly learned much more about the FFA, and I'm glad to hear that they are experiencing some of their highest membership in their 91-year history. Now, just to be sure that I don't forget to properly tease this week's program, our keynote speaker this Thursday, March 14th, will be Jeff Kars of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, addressing the timely topic of the opioid epidemic. If you know of someone who might be interested in his presentation, please invite them to join you as your guest. I was recently asked by a new member of our club why I start and end the meetings by ringing a bell. Now, I had to admit, I had no idea. So, thanks to Google, I was able to learn some of the history of how the bell came into use throughout Rotary. I found an article from 1922 announcing the arrival of a bell from London, England's Rotary Club to the Rotary Club of New York City. It reads, "The spirit of international Rotary was dominant at a recent luncheon of the New York Club when immediate past president Arthur Chadwick of London Rotary presented to the New York Club the bell, which acknowledged the victory in an attendance contest between the two cities. The bell has an interesting history, for during World War, it was used on the auxiliary warship Patrol No. 20. It is mounted on a frame made from the oak of Nelson's famous battleship, the Victory. In a speech notable for kindly humor and dignified sincerity, Rotarian Chadwick described the contest and its helpful effect on attendance. From 28% in 1920, the London attendance rose to 48% in 1921, and 50% during the period of the contest. Removing the British colors which draped the trophy, Rotarian Chadwick expressed the hope that in its new field, the bell might ever sound a clear ringing note of goodwill and symbolize to New York Rotary the friendship, fraternity, and loving affection of their brother Rotarians in London. In responding for the New York Rotary, past president Raymond Knopfler said that, quote, each league of the bell's progress on its last ocean voyage was cheered with the soft tinkling of its new message of the true brotherhood of Rotary. Boy, they sure don't write like that anymore, do they? As a recovering percussionist, you can appreciate why I like to whack the bell to get the meeting started. Hey, I've got to practice sometime, right? As you know, Rotarians are generous folks who support a wide variety of activities to support our community. Another opportunity is coming up on March 29th with the Iowa Wild hockey team. They are offering a discounted Level 100N ticket for only $15, with $5 being donated back to District 6000's approved literacy program. If you'd like to take advantage of this exciting offer, be sure to reach out to the folks at the Iowa Wilds box office. As a reminder, the Communications Committee will be meeting this Thursday at 11 a.m. prior to our meeting, and the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee will be meeting at the conclusion of our noontime gathering at 1 p.m. If you're looking for a makeup opportunity, please feel free to visit one of these meetings. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and always, I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.